Everything That Rocks, Laser 103.3. A very special guest joins me on the Laser Hotline for this week's edition of the Hall Pass. An old friend of mine, Ryan Barrier, who plays drums for Green Death. The band are getting ready to put out their third full-length album, Hollow Mass, this Friday. And the big CD release show is happening Saturday at Woolies with a whole bunch of great bands. Ryan, how are you?
Man, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time for me today. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, thanks for having me as always.
You bet. You know, it's pretty big undertaking. Third full-length album for this band. You finally got the album done, so I suppose you can check that off the list. But when you're throwing a big party like you guys are at Woolies on Saturday, there's a lot of T's to cross, and as you say, dot the J's too.
Dot the lowercase J's. But yeah, man, it's a lot to do, but if you didn't love to do it, it wouldn't be worth it. So we love it, so it doesn't feel like work.
Well, they say if you have a great job, you don't work a day in your life, and when you're the drummer of Green Death, things could be a lot worse.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
You guys have had a lot of cool stuff go on here lately. You just went on tour with Dave Ellefson from Megadeth. Tell me about that.
Oh, man, that was a blast. We did a five-day Midwest run for his bass story thing that he's doing, which is kind of like a storyteller's vibe. You go up and he talks to the audience about old Megadeth stories and even some old school Metallica stories from when Mustaine was in Metallica, and all sorts of great things. Plays iconic bass parts, talks about when he came up with the ideas for certain lines, how he plays them, how it was recorded. And then a cool Q&A session with the crowd. The coolest thing for me was I got to do like a bass and drum jam session with him every night live in every city. And we picked five or six Megadeth songs and just played bass and drums in front of these people. And it was equal parts nerve-wracking and super, super surreal and exciting at the same time. So I had a blast.
Ryan, when you're listening to Killing Is My Business and Business Is Good when you're a kid, you wouldn't think in a million years that someday you'd be sharing a stage with Dave Ellefson.
Nope. Not in the slightest. And I told him. I made sure to tell him that. Made him feel super old.
I love that. Do you know he's a recent Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee? Do you know if he's going to be in town this weekend for the show?
He will not be in town. He's in Europe right now finishing up bass story dates over there. But he was inducted to the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on my birthday, so I kind of feel like it was meant to be.
Absolutely. Tell me about the other bands that are playing the Hollow Massacre, your CD release show, this Saturday at Woolies.
Opening up tonight, we have Des Moines' own Traffic Death. They're awesome. We have another Des Moines band called Druids, just one of my favorite Des Moines bands, honestly. Three-piece, doom, heavy, heavy, heavy band, super awesome. Third, we have Reaping Asmodea from the Twin Cities. They just released a record last year called Impuritize on Prosthetic Records. Tech death metal, essentially. Amazing to watch, so watch them. In direct support, we have Lords of the Trident, and they're from Madison, Wisconsin. More like speed power metal, but they have like costumes and theatrics, and they're one of the most amazing live bands I've ever seen. So we have one hell of a lineup, and we're super excited to put it together. And then, of course, we play, and hopefully people stick around.
I have a feeling they will. You guys are one of the most entertaining live bands we have here in the 515. Tickets are on sale at Ticketfly.com for the Hollow Massacre this Saturday night at Woolies. Now, tell me about Hollow Mass. The album comes out on Friday, and you guys really were able to kind of take your time with this one.
Oh, man. Yeah, we spent the last year and a half writing it and kind of composing it, putting it together. Then obviously with the last minute freak out sessions of getting everything kind of tying the bows on the presents, as it were, and then getting to the studio with Griffin Landa downtown at the Establishment recording studio, little plug there. We spent 2 weeks recording and mixing and sent it out to Zeus of Planet Z to have him master it for us, and that was it. But the record's been done for a couple months now. It's just been kind of getting all the promotions in order. The record, as far as I'm concerned, is darker. It's more song-oriented, and I don't know. I'm just really, 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 really excited for everyone to hear it. Our first single that we released on I Am Eternal, and we did a video for, and that got great reviews. So hopefully everyone likes the rest of the record as well. It's just it's a good marriage of horror, monster, murder, mystery, and intrigue, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, and if my listeners should probably know that I've been banging Bullet of Silver on the local lick feature for a good few months now, ever since Saul got me that song. So giving a little more of a taste of what's to come with Hollow Mass, which comes out this Friday. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, man, and having it come out on Combat Records is a really cool thing, man. If you were talking about Megadeth earlier, killing his my business, you know what I mean? That's where it came, that's where everything started, you know? Like, it's so cool to be part of a legacy like that.
No doubt. And do you guys have any more plans to do any more touring with Dave, or was that just kind of a one-off for you guys?
As of right now, it's a one-off, but there's always things in the future. We kind of, you know, hinted at some other prospects coming next year. Not 100% sure what's going to take and what's going to fall through. And as you know, in this business, more stuff falls through than it actually than doesn't. So we're just kind of taking it day by day and week by week and just seeing how many people like the record. And yeah, I'm sure we'll do something with David again at some point next year or year after, but as of right now, nothing on the books concrete.
Well, I know I've got a whole bunch of excited listeners that I'm sending to the Hollow Massacre on Saturday. I gave away a whole bunch of tickets last week in my 3 o'clock feature. And, you know, a handful of them, I always ask, you know, have you ever seen Green Death live? And some of them don't know what they're in for, Ryan, let me tell you.
Well, we'll bring it as hard as we can, man. We always do.
Should be great, man. Looking forward to Hollow Mass. The album comes out on Friday. The Hollow Massacre is the CD release show. It's happening at Woolies in the East Village, and tickets are on sale via Ticketfly.com. Ryan Barrier plays drums for Green Death. I can't thank you enough for taking the time for me today, buddy.
Dude, thank you for having me, as always, man. Love it.